sweet little cat on my lap named Rocky. Hello, it is Mike Matthews. I am the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Meritopica. It's FFFF episode 3324. It is Mike's daily podcast broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. And this is going to be one of those podcasts where I guess I have some problems behind the scenes, but I don't really go into it. But I will just tell you right now, things go wrong. Technically, I've been having some issues. So that always has, you know, the technical issue thing is crazy. And a guy like me that's been in radio for 40 years, it really gets on my nerves because I should have this down by now. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, the cat's on my lap to calm me down, Rocky the cat. And I just want to tell you, we're going to have some interesting topics about pets. Cool pet, about a particular generation that really likes pets. And it's very promising for those of us for years that have been going, oh no, with COVID, oh, all these COVID pets are going to be neglected and turned away. And yes, you should definitely, if you don't have a pet yet, definitely consider it. They'll bring you all kinds of warmth and kindness and make your life so much better in many ways. Yes, there's the vet bills. I will be blunt and tell you, you have to worry about vet bills, and that's annoying. And other things maybe that pop up here and there. But the rewarding the life of owning a pet is definitely that. And I'm sure a local shelter would be happy if you stopped by and you could find a pet there, or all these rescues all over the place you can look up. Oh, there's just a lot of good people out there doing amazing things with pets. And apparently there's a generation that's doing a lot of great things. And we'll find out about that in this podcast and other interesting stuff. And you'll hear me get more and more frustrated as stuff goes wrong and awry, as things tend to do. But right now, let me get the door for you. Oh, and by the way, the podcast picture is of a beautiful spot. It's my happy place. And it's not too far away from me in Podcaster Valley. It is called Crab Cove. Crab Cove is what it is. Crab Cove in Alameda, California. It's a beautiful little spot. It's not quite the beach. It's like a beach, but it isn't the beach, but it is like a beach. And life is a beach. And it is in the Bay Area and a very cool place to check out in Alameda. Though it gets really crowded, like most beaches in California. Oh, and we discuss California and stuff having to do with that. But let's get into it as we go into it. It being Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you. It's called Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway. Welcome to the show.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3324. 3324, and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Meritopica, and I'm singing to you. Oh, my microphone is bringing a little bit of scratch, too. That sometimes happens when you're dealing with equipment at a Cafe Anyway restaurant. Happens. But it's fixed now. Ha-ha!
Mike's Daily Podcast.
That's right. We do things on the fly. Things happen here at Cafe Anyway. Speaking of flies, we don't have any.
Mike's.
We got rid of them.
Daily.
We told them all to leave.
Podcast.
And the screw worm flies too.
Yeah.
You could all go. The New World ones too, especially. Just out. Get out. Leave, why don't you? We don't need you eating our flesh. You know, I bring somewhat of this thing called levity, but that's really something we're all thinking about these days and feeling bad about those cows and dogs and other animals that get infected with this strange bug. I'd never heard about that. And I guess it's the same thing about someone who doesn't live in California. You've never heard about about our long elections. You're all trying to figure it out and wrap your head around it. Well, elections in my town go by really quick. We count it all up. We're done. It's California. We're very big. We would be a country if we weren't a state. We're huge. I drive about 15 miles on my commute every day. I probably go through more cultures, more different constructions of civilization. A different types of, let's just say, you see more in my 15 miles than you probably do driving 150,000 miles. That's probably not, that's a little overstated, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. There's just a lot of people here in the Bay Area, just in the Bay Area alone, and Podcastro Valley, where we are broadcasting from, the last place on Earth.
Here's today's podcast picture.
In the land of Ameritopica. So, it's very difficult for things, these topics, these headlines, and all you're getting is some reporter who's really wet behind the ears. That's an old expression. Did you ever hear it? Wet behind the ears. Where on earth did that even come from? Wet behind the ears. Origin. Oh, look at that. Popped up right away. The late great Basil the Boxer is trying to tell me that he had really floppy ears and they were for the most part very dry. Except for when I had to take him and, you know, give him one of those baths that dogs love oh so much. They sit and they tolerate it, and then when they're done, they shake and they rub themselves on everything, and they go back outside, get themselves really dirty. Dogs. It originated as a metaphor for inexperience, referring to newborns or young animals whose ears are the last to dry after birth. Its origin is linked to the literal observation of newborns, particularly farm animals like calves or foals. Foals are the little horses. So cute. I know that at least in my very city-minded, didn't get much of the agriculture rural upbringing. I'm really wet behind the ears when it comes to that. Whose ears are the last part of their bodies to dry after birth because the mother licks them dry everywhere else first.
Press the button, you donut.
See, if your ears were licked dry, maybe you'd be able to hear me better, donut. But yes, the mother licks them dry everywhere else first. The imagery naturally extended to humans symbolizing someone else is still new or untested in life. Or a particular field. That from crossidiomas.com and also phrasefinder.com. The co-pilot helped me with that. Oh, all this AI search. So there's so much money involved with the whole AI industry, artificial intelligence.
Isn't this cool? Go figure. Huh?
And we don't have any eye. This is a real guy right here.
A lot of people come up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still stand and be here forever.
Welcome.
This guy created.
Thank you.
Huh. Cool.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by, Russ, RV or TV guy from the TV, from RV or TV. Love that. He's always looking around and checking out places.
Yep.
And now he's walking around cafe anyway. Look, he's back looking around.
1930. This was originally built.
That far back?
Dining right here. Huge paintings. Walk around all you want.
All you want. Walk wherever you want, Russ.
You're in here. Just gorgeous, isn't it? All the wood furniture.
I'm glad you like it.
Open beams in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Feels cozy.
Sometimes I feel like the ceiling's going to fall down on top of us.
Everywhere
what?
You look. All the furniture.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
Like their parlor, their game room.
We got a game room.
Tables, chess, big open areas, fireplace.
I will play you.
Oh, yeah, that painting. That is huge.
I will play Clue with you.
Ship. But that ceiling.
You really like that with the open beams? You like that?
Isn't that something?
I'm glad you like that, Russ.
Courtyard outside with flowers. Huh.
Yeah, we'll go outside there and see the flowers are really nice. You can just walk right out there whenever you want. So, yeah, all this artificial intelligence. The companies like YouTube, well, that would be Google. That would be Alphabet that owns YouTube and Google and Google Search, and they got their Gemini and all that. They are just banking. They're putting all this money into it, and it's a race to the top or wherever you want to call it, wherever they're racing to. Everyone, and this is like the .com days where everybody was trying to get a website up as soon as possible and start selling stuff on it. Amazon seems to be the last of that era that happened at the turn of the century. Way back then, youngins. And so now we've got this whole AI thing where people are spending all this money. Now, speaking of people with lots of money, a big payday for CEOs, the typical CEO compensation rose 6% last year. It would take an average employee salary 200 years to make what their CEO brought home in 1 year. Wow. And that is up from, it used to take 192 years. Now it takes 200 years. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. But yes, I am just saying that in some of these topicas that people are fretting it. I hear the folks from outside of California making these, I guess, making analysis that I think, wow, I don't think they know. How would they know if they, unless they've gone through several elections here? But
anyway,
cafe anyway, do you know, I know everyone. Everyone I know, is what I'm trying to say, has a gym membership. Americans spend about $50 billion a year on gym memberships altogether. 81 Americans. They do the gym membership. The gym membership average dues is about $60 a month. So if you're paying less, good for you. If you're paying more, uh-oh. For every dollar Americans spend on gym memberships, they spend roughly $1.50 to $2 on streaming services. That is a bizarre connection. What? For every dollar we spend on gym memberships...
It didn't go quite as planned. Watch here.
There's $2 that we're throwing at a streaming service. Crazy. And what's interesting, too, is that Netflix is having all these issues with the whole TikTok world about people being more interested in short form video. Long form content like Netflix is under siege.
It's a trap.
The new competitor, short form video. Since 2019, the amount of time Americans spend watching short form video has more than doubled. For Gen Z, they're spending around 8 hours a day on their phones. So TikTok's revenues have been growing. In fact, they've grown tenfold. YouTube now beats Netflix on TV for competition with that TV watch time. More people are going to YouTube. And Reels, which is on Instagram, that accounts for 50% of all the time spent on Instagram. In fact, Instagram Reels made $50 billion in ad revenue last year. That is more than the Netflix revenue. No company has more to lose from this shift than Netflix. Netflix has underperformed the market over the past year and now trades at almost a 0.25% discount to its 5-year average price to earnings multiple. Yikes. So Gen Z is more into all of the short form videos. It appears they're spending 8 hours a day on their phones. They're also very into pets. Yes, they may like Billie Eilish and Quiet Quitting, but they're spending an average of $178 per month on their pets. The rest of us spending about $121 per month. Something like 19 million U.S. Gen Z households, Gen Zers, owned a pet 2 years ago.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Some just drove by and said that to me. Thank you for calling me good looking. They have a Mr. Microphone. Where did they find one of those? So that is up from the year previous. It shot up 43.5% owning pets. So that's what, I think that's what that statistic is. And something like 50% of Gen Z said they don't see a difference between a pet and a human child. That's interesting. 18% said they would sell an organ to save their furry child's life. Gen Zers' pet owners are more likely than older generations to buy a cake or throw a party for their pet's birthday. That sounds like fun. Awesome. But if they're watching Netflix, they gotta wait something like 21 months to watch a new episode of their favorite show. and then they'll eat it with some Doritos. I mean, they'll watch it with some Doritos, is what I'm saying.
Do you people really think you can get healthy by eating protein Doritos?
Yeah, they're so good. And they got protein in them. Recently, I found a blog by someone that I used to work with. I used to work at a radio station in Ventura County called The Bus 96.7. It was a nostalgic station. It played music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Four decades of rock and roll is what we would say at the beginning of every hour. And we would start the hour with three songs from the 50s, then three songs from the 60s, and then on through the 80s. Then you would go back and go 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, all over again. So the music director was someone named Pam Baumgartner, and she has a website called acoupleofthings.us. In fact, we used to have a segment on my podcast. We haven't done this in a while, so let's bring this out.
The Pam Baumgartner Files.
She brought this up on her blog. She says, here, now a public service announcement. When you are at a live music event, such as a concert or a listening room, and you're talking to a friend, I am telling you under no uncertain terms that those around you can hear you, and you are 100% ruining their experience. So please take your conversation elsewhere and just shut the up. Bars, wineries, and breweries are the exception to the rule. Though, at least you could lower your voice. Thank you. That's very helpful, I think. Don't you?
No?
I tell you what.
Yeah, it seemed, I guess the last time I was at a concert, I saw somebody, and you know, these were seats. He sat down, nice theater in Oakland. It was Brian Ferry, and we're sitting there, and I noticed the guy in front of me is on his phone. I don't know what, he's on some website. I don't know what he was doing. This is before predictive markets, so this is before COVID even. What are you doing? You're not even enjoying what's happening, the experience that you paid for. What are you doing? And recently I heard that, is it Rose Byrne? The actress, Rose. She was in the one with the Bridesmaids, that movie. I think I've got it kind of close. She said, she stopped in the middle of a play she was doing recently and basically scolded the guy that was on his phone. So, or lady, I don't know who it was exactly, but yeah, it'd be more respectful. We are very inconsiderate, as we discussed on the last podcast. It seems as a whole, folks are being more inconsiderate and not really paying attention to what's going on with your neighbor. Are they having a bad experience because you decided to start talking to your friend super loud? The Strawberry Festival also was going on in Ventura County when Pam wrote this. She said she took the shuttle, which was located just around the corner, and spent a few hours looking at a bunch of crap, as she called it.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. This not from Rob Black, but some of the stuff from earlier was. But she said they listened to live music from Jaden Secker and a Queen tribute band, The Kings of Queen. And she says, I left without eating a single strawberry, whether it be in the form of a strawberry shortcake or a strawberry margarita. I seem to recall that happened to me once, going to the Strawberry Festival in Oxnard. And I remember when the Strawberry Festival used to be over there right by the beach. It was right over there off of, what's the street? Right on the beach, down there in between the harbor and the marina and the beach. And it was there. And I remember there was a 10K that I participated in running around there. And then it moved inland to that field kind of behind Oxnard College, as I recall. It's been a while. So, and I remember, though, one time working for the country station that I had the opportunity to intro Juice Newton. Playing with the Queen of Hearts, What a great song. But you got to be careful about playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
You know it ain't really smart. The Joker is the only fool. And you know, I didn't get to talk to her at all, even though I was backstage. She kind of just appeared out of nowhere and walked on stage as soon as we introed her. It was crazy. And then finally, Pam says, it's been decided the meerkat is my spirit animal. They're highly social, living in cooperative groups, which are called mobs. Luckily for me, it is illegal to own... That is not the sound of a meerkat. It is illegal to own them as pets. One blogger said meerkats belong digging tunnels under the sun with their clan, not stuck in a human home. I get it, but how cute are they? How true. Look who it is outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Meritopica.
Hello, Michael Marshall. It's Madame Rutabaga, and I love listening to the NPR.
Ooh. NPR, baby.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to overstate it, they were by and large very friendly. They wanted to talk about. There was a lot of praise.
How old is she? 12? I'm just trying to guess by the voice.
Yes, the anchors on NPR do sound very young. Wow. So this podcast has taken a lot of time to do today. I've had a lot of things crash on me while doing the podcast, so I'm not in the best of moods. But do you like it when I'm in a good mood, Madame Rutabaga?
Yes.
Do you like strawberries?
Yes.
Do you like juice Newton?
No.
Wow. Gosh, I didn't think, you know, someone would have such strong opinions about juice Newton. Look who else is here.
Oh, dear, Mike, this is Valentino and Bentley.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we was wondering if you're all upset and everything and if that is why you're bald.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Yeah, okay. Are you bald because of that? Do you know that?
I think that's a very personal question that I feel that's a little conflicting when you're asking me that. That is a apparently a term the Gen Zers are using, is conflicting when things come right at you in life, just right at your head, like you can't duck because it's right conflicting. You know, I don't know if any Gen Zers know the wonderful Sergio Mendez. And I'm just thinking, I was in a previous incarnation of this podcast today, of this particular FF episode, when I was discussing reels that Instagram has and shorts that YouTube has, the short videos, and the TikTok videos, that I guess all their videos are short. I was suddenly reminded of Vines, which was that app that was really big a while back that the young people used to like to use back then, about 15 years ago. And that's how Shawn Mendes got popular. I'd Be in Stitches or whatever his song is. He was the one with Camila Cabello that sang I Love My Senorita or whatever. And then I was thinking about Sergio Mendes, and I was trying to remember what his big song was. Then I was interrupted by K-pop demon hunters.
Why do they always interrupt our snacking?
You're a demon.
Mas Que Nada was his big song with Brazil 66, Sergio Mendes. And then later he had an album with a guy named Joe Pizzullo, who sang two big hits for him, one being Alibis. I know your alibis are watertight. And I know the way you're feeling that. And I know you're slipping away from me. I didn't know that Sergio Mendez's lead singer, Joe Pizzullo, because Sergio didn't sing. It was Joe that sang. And he sang Never Gonna Let You Go. Never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. And that was what that person that he said, Lisa Miller was her name, Lisa Miller. And they never mention that when they play that song on the radio. They just say Sergio Mendes, but he didn't sing it. He just did the music behind it. But it was Joe Pizzullo and Lisa Miller. And apparently Joe's daughter was once on The Voice and was on Gwen Stefani's team, interestingly enough. And I say interestingly enough because that is the end of the show. What do you think about all that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
The amazing musician Rick Beato said that the song Never Gonna Let You Go is one of the most complicated songs to play. He's like, it's a ballad I had to play it for a wedding, and the key changes, the chord changes, everything was just, wait, what? You're doing what next? What? It's a fascinating video. It's not a short. You got to watch this whole long form thing that Rick does. Very informative. I wish I was a musician. He's an amazing one. And I hope that you get to play music. All right. I'll end with one little song here. Here we go.
Mike makes music.
This has been a very trying podcast. I don't know if I want to do another, but I'm going to leave this podcast by doing a phone call from this guy who's not my brother. And
this
he says,
Judge Clinton Cup in San Francisco. I'm trying to get the telephone number. Get me the number into the studio.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Be of good cheer.
I just gave the phone number out, but thank you for calling. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.